At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy and 60 degrees in Tulsa. Big changes, however, coming later today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. A winter storm watch is posted for the Tulsa area tonight and tomorrow. Take your pick. Thunderstorms or freezing rain. The National Weather Service says we will have both here in Oklahoma over the next 36 hours as a cold front sweeps through starting later today.
The best chance for freezing drizzle, freezing rain Friday through Saturday nights will generally remain north of I-44. The threat for strong to severe thunderstorms will generally be south of a McAllister to Fayetteville line.
Now, here in Tulsa, there is a winter storm watch starting tonight at 6 o'clock for the Tulsa area. It runs through tomorrow afternoon. Well, as expected, state lawmakers will indeed have less money to spend in the next session of the legislature. State Finance Director Preston Dorflinger says there's going to be around $170 million less than the last budget.
Board of Equalization certified approximately $6.9 billion for us to build the governor's budget on.
Governor Fallon will present that budget in her State of the State address in February. We'll have more with Dorflinger coming up at 7:35 this morning. A study on national prison staffing and pay shows Oklahoma corrections officers' average starting salary of $11.83 an hour is lower than all but three other states and nearly $4 less than the national average. Alex Wentz is with the governor's office. He says the money is not there for any agency's major funding requests right now, and agencies will have to cut costs if they want to pay more.
We're happy as an administration to work with their board and to work with their leaders to figure out ways to do that.
Wentz says Fallon's office has received more than $1 billion in new funding requests. An overnight fire leads to an evacuation in Sepulpa. The blaze was at the Sulzer Company near the Turner Turnpike entrance. Nitric acid was in that building. Residents were allowed to return home around 10 o'clock last night. Meanwhile, investigators are sifting through the debris of the ranch supply store in Nowata. They're looking for the cause of yesterday's spectacular blaze that destroyed the business in Nowata's downtown area. Nowata Fire and EMS Supervisor David Kimber says flames were so intense that the railroad tracks and Highway 60 had to be shut down.
The building actually backs right to the railroad tracks, and since the flames were so intense, we actually requested, and I think BNSF actually noticed too, that they probably needed to stop trains in the area.
They tried in vain to save the building and called on the assistance of other area fire departments. No one was injured in yesterday's blaze at Nowata. The Salvation Army begins giving out food baskets to needy families in the Tulsa area.
Setting up the three-day distribution has taken months of work. The organization finds families in need, verifies their eligibility, and takes donations for what they need. Then it's a matter of coordinating more than 100 volunteers for each day of the distribution. Major April Taylor says now is the best part, however, seeing donors' generosity reach those in need.
Both sides of it, both sides happening at the same time. It's spectacular. That's Christmas.
The Salvation Army says more than 4,300 families are getting food baskets, and 9,700 kids and seniors are getting gifts. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, a winter storm watch tonight through tomorrow. Rapidly falling temperatures today, 32 degrees by 1 o'clock with light freezing rain. Tonight, freezing rain likely, 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, freezing rain changing to a wintry mix late in the morning at a high of 35. Right now in Tulsa, it is cloudy and 60. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.